apply.
Seven after the hour, Monday morning, the second Monday, second week of January 2011. Go back to September 11th. September 11th, 9.5 years ago almost, I guess. And the birth of Christina Taylor Greene, who was one of the six victims dying in the shooting in Tucson over the weekend. I have been thinking about her. This is one of those days on the radio, and I guess probably in pretty much every other medium, the other media, having to do what we basically have to do, want to do, ought to do, use whatever word you want to. This is a runaway bus, a runaway train, the national dialogue and discourse and discussion today, and probably for most of the week, depending on whatever the various developments that certainly have yet to unfold, because despite those who worship at the altar of the new media, everything hasn't come out. Everybody doesn't know everything about all of this. And so part of the problem, I guess, or probably the discussion, part of the opportunity here is to focus on a fix. Is it too soon for that? I don't know that it's ever too soon to fix a problem like this, because there are so many different facets, moving parts and pieces to this. People that are on one side want to blame people on the other side. The blame game gets played. Richie and I were having a discussion about this a few minutes ago. It isn't about the blame. It's about fixing the problem. But along the way, much of what you will hear is based on blame, because that's just kind of the way it is. Kind of
even
the way
the sheriff
our,
is playing the political
well,
game.
Well, the sheriff has the sheriff represents what a lot of people are thinking and saying, whether he's right or whether he's wrong. His discussion and his focus need to be part of the debate, because there are a lot of people who happen to agree with his point of view. Whether you do or you don't is not important. It is important to hear what everybody says to make up your mind accordingly. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Clay Coad is following this. The social media certainly full of all of this. And that's what has been discussed. If you listen to George Will, who was on ABC yesterday, some very intelligent remarks about this. There have been some Bob Schieffer's remarks. Very, 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 very strong and very apropos. Here's George Will talking about the new technology in part.
Fact is, there are 308 million people in this country, and a few of them are unhinged. And that may be the final explanation of this.
That's one.
You see so many of the incentives in our political debate now driving to the margins, driving to the most incendiary rhetoric, and it's hard to know whether this is going to be a circuit breaker for that of any kind.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, George. You're absolutely right. The new technologies, the instant and universal and absolutely cost-free communication that the Internet allows and tweeting and all the rest, the fact that cable television is ravenous for people to fill the time, and people fill the time often by going to the extremes, makes better television, makes crisper television. One side, the definite article, the other side. So there's a structure driven by technology that gives our debates a kind of artificial ferocity and clarity.
I think.
But again, in a case like this, at the end of the day, we'll want to know, was there a political motivation here? You mentioned, George, earlier, the Virginia Tech and the Columbine massacres, which seem to have arisen simply from madness. Then you have John Wilkes Booth, a clear political motive and agenda, more or less easy to ascribe political motives to Lee Harvey Oswald and Sirhan Sirhan. We don't know where on the continuum this falls, but frankly, the better it will be for the country, the closer it falls to Columbine and Virginia Tech.
800-510-8255. It'll be important for us to have a good day, and a good day will come from a good discussion, a good wholesome discussion of this. The dark visions that have been talked about, the dangerous inflammatory rhetoric. Frankly, for me, and I'll start this and then I'll want to pass it around, the number one question for me in all of this, as I've thought about it for since it actually, I remember hearing the first reports of this and thinking that I was listening to an old, the first time I heard it, I thought I was listening to an old newscast of something that happened in the past.
Why?
When I don't know. It just had the air. It was almost unreal. I wasn't thinking that this sort of thing would happen. And then I thought to myself, okay, this is not a dream. For me, the number one question here is how this guy got a gun. I want to know.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to focus on the blame or fixing something, once again, the government has lots of shared responsibility here. This man, obviously unstable. You listen to piece after piece after piece, focusing on him and what a malcontent.
Basically got kicked out of his college.
He was not able to socially exist, whether it be in college, in work, anywhere. He was a malcontent. He was a malaprope, some people would refer to him. 22 years old, troubled past. Law enforcement, influenced by the various things that are around that seem to push anybody who can breathe, it seemed, whether they check this guy out or not, or whether the law doesn't require you to check more further, more completely into his past, there was no incident here that triggered something. And this is the, if you go back over all of the things that were enumerated by the various people who've spoken already, this is the commonality. People getting guns who have no business having a gun. As the old adage, guns don't kill people, people kill people, comes more into the focus, this is about the FBI, background checks, perhaps local law enforcement, new details emerging about him, wondering out loud, are all of us, about the information that has been obtained now by the various news media, looking at this guy and thinking that with his connections, these various groups, how in the name of God does this guy get a gun? And how many others like him out there are there who have a gun? Illegal, yeah, you can get them illegally, that's easy enough, but this is legal. He didn't even try to skirt the system.
Mm-hmm.
He went through the system.
He's so kooky that a Walmart turned him down for ammunition sales.
So we went to another Walmart.
I think it's really sad because, you know, you mentioned earlier that we blame the government, we blame people for letting him slip through the system, and I think you're right to a point, but we also have to blame ourselves because we're so used to just keeping our heads down and just kind of going with the status quo. People knew this guy was kooky.
Yep.
They knew it, and no one wanted to step up and say, let's try to get this guy some help. Let's try to do something. Instead, they just keep their
and
heads
over
down,
and over
and we
again,
do that because we just want to follow
if you, that's the
parents.
Other commonality. The
where
other commonality is what you've just said. Over and over again, these people who get guns, who are not to have guns, are trouble, and they haven't been flagged by family, they haven't been flagged by friends, they haven't been flagged by the system, whether it's the educational system. Nobody wants to be involved.
No.
Just keep pushing
keep
them out,
down.
Get them out of the way so we don't have to deal with them.
And part of it is because people are afraid of a lawsuit or they're afraid of, you know, it's like we just want to, you know, look straight ahead. And
I'll talk about something. That's an important aspect of this. We'll talk about a lawsuit that comes out of something like this in a moment. Yeah. 16 past the hour. On
I was
Good
just
Day
about
program.
To say kill all the lawyers and then backed up.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats?
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes.
A bad idea.
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. Every time this happens, we talk about violence. The story from Baltimore over the weekend, nightclub fight, a policeman gets killed, another man gets killed, and what are they fighting about? The fight was about somebody in this lounge talking to some woman, and that gets into a heated debate. Everybody's got guns. How do people get into nightclubs with guns?
You can walk into anywhere with a gun. They don't always. I mean, most people don't have metal detectors on their clothes.
I saw a sign outside a nightclub the other day that said that they search all people on entering. Do they do that at every nightclub?
No, they rarely do it. They only do it at nightclubs where they've had shootings.
Yeah.
Great. After the fact. 800-510-8255. All right. Here's the story of a talk host named Eric Dieters, who's on a station in Cincinnati. He's an attorney. He was on in the evenings. He's leaving the station partially because he was sued, although he won the suit, which in my mind was a good thing, but the suit wasn't. The attorney who sued him, one attorney suing another, this host posted some comments online about another lawyer, pretty strident stuff, but the judge who got the case said that the person on the air was constitutionally protected, as was the person who expressed his opinion. And so the guy who hosts this program is very strident, very, very strident, very strong, angry, as are a lot of the people that are on this particular radio station, but they have a heck of a listenership in the area where they are. So where does the line need to be drawn here? We'll have our poll for you in a moment, 21 after on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Now 24 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have lots of different ages and points of view reflected on this program, and it is not a political program. We leave that to the people who want to get indigestion by listening to some of the other stuff that's around on the radio at the time of day we do this program. This program is aimed at having fun with the issues, for the most part, talking about some things that are serious that are not political. This has political ramifications and non-political ramifications, thus our poll at DougSteffen.com. I will tell you, however, that much of what you will hear today and through this week, depending on some of the stations that carry this program, they're all different. The beauty about this program, if I do say so myself, is that it fits in lots of different holes. There are some stations who are left of center that carry this program. The rest of the day, they have a left-leaning host. There are some stations that are right of center that carry this program, and their hosts are political, and the rest of their day is built on that. There are music stations that carry this program. It is well sort of suited to fit most anywhere. I have, however, a background in this medium, and I have a long time, actually, doing this for a living. And as I've been maturing over the years, and I've refocused the program and sort of refocused myself, because you are not going to hear somebody who's been on the air as long as I have and as many hours a day as I am without knowing who I am. You know who I am. You can tell, read between the lines, and you can hear where I am. That doesn't mean that that has to be the discussion, but you pretty much know, if you've listened, where my comfort zone is. So you will understand this comment. I'm looking at one of the trade publications online this morning, and I am shocked at the insensitivity of the editors of this. It's a magazine online for talk radio hosts. And the first four stories in this trade publication online are all about the way this issue is being discussed and will be discussed. Underneath the fourth story is an ad for a show called Gun Talk. And the guy who hosts the show, Tom Grisham, he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I've met him many times, been around. The ad reads, Ready, Aim, Sell. More than 100 stations have added new advertisers. Get more bang with Gun Talk. Now, to me, there's nothing more reprehensible right now than seeing that garbage on this guy's website. And the fact that they weren't smart enough to edit it off amazes me. That's just me and my point of view. I've said what I want to say about it. I am shocked to the point of wanting almost to discontinue getting this. I'm going to send him a note, and whether he publishes it or he doesn't, I think it is extraordinarily, extraordinarily inappropriate for that stuff. It would be like Walmart running ads today for the ammunition that they sell at most of their stores. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it would be the same
thing. That
speaks
to the lack of humanity on the internet, because in reality, that's just an algorithm, a computer algorithm that noticed that you were looking at a thing about guns and a shooting.
No, it isn't.
So
no, this is an ad for a radio show. It's on a radio blog, a radio trade publication.
It's not a Google ad.
It's not a Google ad at all. Oh, okay. And even if it were, that would be even worse. Yeah, if, in fact, people were looking this up online and they were, and I'd like you to research that, Clay. Thank you for bringing it up. I'd like you to go online and just put in, we've got all of the, I'm looking at every of the, one of the major news sites, Reuters, AP, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, New York Times, CBS, Wall Street Journal, ABC. I want you to see if when you pull that story up, if, in fact, there are ads for guns or related articles. 28 past.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Yesterday's news. December 27th, 1947. It's Howdy Doody time.
Hey, kids. What time is it?
What time is it? It's 33 after the hour. Time to keep our focus, as it has been and will be through most of the day, the Tucson tragedy. Radio talking about the shootings. America will debate and discuss. Talk radio, talk television, and the new media. Clay, will you please go through the questions or the question and the answers that we have on the poll at gooddayshow.com today?
Yes, I will. The question is, who slash what is responsible for the tragedy in Arizona? And the first answer is political extremism on both sides. B is no one is at fault but the shooter himself. C is the system for allowing him to slip through unnoticed. And D is loose gun control laws for allowing the shooter to get a gun and ammunition.
800-510-8255. The Pima County Sheriff has more or less set off the debate. Interesting, Fox host Geraldo Rivera kept asking this guy when he was on his program over the weekend, would you like to restate? Would you like to rethink? Would you like to reposition your comments? And the guy said continually, no, 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 and no.
And then Geraldo said, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, it's interesting because people will cite Fox News as one of the most outrageous culprits. They cite Sarah Palin with the gun crosshair thing, whatever it was that was part of what went on with the Tea Party and discussion prior to. This woman only won by 4,000 votes over her Tea Party opponent. It appears, however, though, when you listen to the people who have served with her, whether it be in the state or the national scene, most people have a very high feeling, very high regard for this woman, whether the people are Republicans or Democrats. And I don't get the feel that they're just being nice to her because she's been shot in the head.
I kind of liked the Congress on the corner kind of idea.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was great.
And that's one of the
that's her job. That's what they all should be doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought, oh God, now Congress.
They'll all be wearing bulletproof vests. They don't want to be
out in
public.
And it's going to make things even worse because, to me, that is what a congressperson is supposed to be doing.
Right. Now, here are the conspiratorialists coming along in light of what you just said. Are there people who are capable behind the scenes of doing one of two, maybe three different things that create the atmosphere for this to insulate Congress, to keep them away from the public, to have this become more of a problem rather than less of a problem? Is this something that could be construed, as Jennifer was thinking, to silence the debate on both sides or one side, to quell it, to get the government more involved? We've all heard the Al Sharpton BS, calming down the people like Rush Limbaugh.
That there was somebody behind this kid who...
That's the question.
The government knew about him.
Wow. Yeah.
People knew about him.
It popped in my head that maybe it was a conspiracy.
And the FBI, certainly, it isn't beyond the realm of reach that the FBI is capable of these sorts of things. They're practically a rogue agency themselves, almost as bad as the CIA, not quite, but they're capable. You look at their stories about these guys going off the reservation all the time. Some of them are true. Some of them are good movie stories. Some of them are good books. But they're there.
Wow.
And they're part of the scene.
I don't even want to go there.
Well, I don't want to go there either, but that's where some people will go.
Freedom of speech is the most powerful thing that we have, and it can either work really well for the government or it doesn't.
Well, and this government, again, the words I speak are mine and not attributable to anybody else, so you want to throw a brick at me, you throw it at me, 800-510-8255. The current atmosphere is so charged because there has been so much in the last 8-10 years, so many freedoms, so many things that are part of what we all grew up with the exception of Clay's generation, we expect, because this is part of what this country is about. But because of the things that we were talking about on and off the air, Clay's generation is clueless.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Clueless.
I mean, my example was, Doug, you know, I kind of feel like I'm in the in-between generation where I kind of understand social media, but I wasn't raised with it. And so I looked at Twitter to see what the responses were on Facebook to this awful event on Saturday because I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. I mean, to me, this was even more damaging for our society than 9/11 was, really, because it continues to separate people where 9/11 brought us together for a little
wedge.
Bit.
It drives a wedge. And there are lots of powerful influences, and I think that there's something here that must not be dismissed. There are so many powerful influences, and we just saw it as a result of all the discussion. I keep going back to the Senate and House bill, the so-called FDA Food Modernization Act, which is the, I maintain this because I'm so close, both on this side of my life, which has been my thread through my life, is the radio work that I started when I was 17 years of age and have been on the air almost every day of my life from that point to this. And the other thing that I've been around pretty much every day of my life from when I was 6 or 7 years old to today, the farm and the food chain, and seeing how dangerous government and big business have become in this theater of operations, I think that there is reason to think anything is possible. These people who have issues and they have money to be made the wars that we fight for nothing. Where does that all come from? Where do all of these things emanate? They don't start with you and me. We don't want to fight. I don't want to shoot Rich. I don't want to shoot Jennifer. I don't want to shoot anybody. But yet there is when people get angry, some people think the best way to fix the problem is to pull out a gun. And whether it is a bar fight, whether it is a disagreement with a congresswoman, or whether it's a disagreement with another government and how they do things, or their disagreement with us, guns and ammunition and fighting are always... Look at the movies, the popular movies of the day, the popular television shows.
Well, look at our favorite show, 24.
Yeah. Look at the look at what's around us and what gets to us. This is really groundbreaking, groundbreaking, groundbreaking material. 800-510-8255. Tom calls listening in Fairbanks, Alaska. Tom, you're on Good Day. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
You tell me.
I've been listening for a little bit here. And my comment was how it's all blamed on guns and this and stuff. And I got guns, and I have a background.
Who's blaming it on guns? Tom, who's blaming it on guns?
I just hear more of it. You know, you hear.
I want to know who said that. I would be very interested to know who has simplistically blamed it just on guns. Who said that?
I just like the callers that call in.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of comments on Facebook and Twitter.
I don't disagree that they've been out there. I just want to know from whence they come and how much time and attention and focus do we give to those people versus those who see the bigger picture, Tom?
Yeah. Well, my point of view is education. That's my only comment that I wanted to have is, if we educate more people there.
Well,
like,
so what do we do to make sure? All right, we all say the same thing about almost any and every issue today. The new media does not educate people. It informs but doesn't educate. And we all complain about how the educational system has been watered down to the point of nincompoopery. So if, in fact, that's the case and we're supposed to be in charge, this is our country, what do we do to strengthen that which you feel is most precious? And I agree with you 100%, educating people as to, and fill in the blank, whatever the issue is, taking care of themselves, their health, educating themselves, filling their brain with worthwhile information. And in this circumstance, as to the responsibility of proper gun ownership and usage. How do we do that?
It's got to start with the families. That's the main thing.
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't start there.
It's going down the drain. Mm-hmm. I see, like,
but you're not offering a solution. We all agree what the problem is. You're not offering a solution. Education is one thing, but how do we get that education when the school systems are being overrun by unionists, for the most part, who want more money and want to do less work and don't do a good job teaching?
I think his solution is starting at the family. I like that.
Well, but how do we get the family? Okay, we individually then, this is what I'm trying to get at. The root is Tom talks to his children. Rich, you talk to your children.
Right.
Jennifer talks to hers when she has them. Clay is a child, so he still needs to be talked to about things like
I'm
this.
I'm listening to you guys.
Well, okay, you'll carry something away from the conversation. See, Tom, that was a good call. Thank you. 800-510-8255. More good calls coming up here on Good Day.
Real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Effin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Effin to others.
Effin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes.
According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focused on what is obvious. Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Clay Kohut, all different generations and different points of view. Let's find out what Seth's point of view is here as he calls from Campbell, California. Seth, you're now on the Good Day program live. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to say that this guy is disturbed. And you can't just lump him in with the Tea Party. You can't lump him in with Democrats.
You can if you want to. That doesn't mean you're right to do it, but plenty of people can make an argument that holds water. It may not be right, but there are plenty of people who can make an argument that the Tea Party is responsible, Sarah Palin's responsible, Rush Limbaugh is responsible. There are people that can make that argument and will make it today, all week, and sadly enough, the next time something like this happens, it'll be the same damn debate.
I just look at it like, when you look at the evidence, it seems like he's just a disturbed male.
I don't see how you can draw that conclusion at this time, Seth. I think there are too many threads that are unspoken and unconnected yet. You may think that, and this is part of what we're talking about, too, people jumping to conclusions without having all of the facts, because that's what the 24-hour news cycle requests of you. They need to fill the air with all of this stuff, and people watch it, and they come away as we are. We're impressionable human beings. We hear something that we agree with. Yep, 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 that makes good sense. And how many times is it wrong? They were saying that this woman, NPR, said this woman was dead. NPR was wrong. But we didn't know that first. As soon as people heard that, there were dozens of different news authorities, or so-called authorities, who ran with the story she was dead. Until it was corrected. See what I'm saying?
Well, they jump the gun, don't, like, miss, like, whatever. They jump the gun, but at the same time, it goes, he's just a nut. He just has, he's a free mind guy going, like, against the grain.
Yet,
there's no proof.
Not
that
yet.
Said that he was.
There is no proof yet. No. You are right about that. Thank you for the call, sir. Henry in Pineville, Louisiana, you're next. Hi. Hello. Henry. Henry's taking a nap. Chris in Lake Havasu City, hi.
How's it going?
All right, so your thoughts on this.
Actually, I'm just commenting on, you had said something earlier about how he was able to get a gun, and I live in Arizona, and while we have very lax gun laws, mm-hmm. you still have to pass a DOJ background. So this guy could have been sane one day, got the gun from a normal gun store, and passed the background check.
Well, have you been through the process? Chris, have you gone through the process? Okay, so tell us about the process. You going through
and specifically,
the process.
Chris, this guy was kicked out of his college for having 5 run-ins with security in one semester. That had to have been on his record somewhere. How they would have missed that?
Well, I don't know what the run-ins were, so I can't comment on that.
Tell us about your experience getting a gun and how you went through the process. What was it like?
I went to the gun store. I picked out the gun that I wanted to. They ran my name and everything through Department of Justice, and I walked out with it. It's not like California where you have a 10-day waiting period. Mm-hmm. But even with that 10-day waiting period in California, he could have waited the 10 days and then gone and done this still.
Sure.
Right. Is the question the same in California as it is in Arizona and elsewhere? Are the forms all the same? Is just the waiting period?
Yeah, for California, they just take longer, so there's a cooling-off period, so you can't go out straight out and kill somebody.
Do you agree with that? You think that's a good process or a good policy?
I think a 2 to 3 day waiting period would be better, but not a 10-day, because I tried doing a 10-day, and I almost forgot about my stuff.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that input. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Doug.
Now 53. After the hour, we're continuing our conversation, perhaps with a focus on the new media. Clay Cohut is looking now for stories that have just appeared on Facebook and the related sites, mostly Facebook. It's the most active of all of the social media. See what information is there and what you may have been exposed to. In the meantime, some other focuses. Foci, what is that? Do we ever find a plural?
Foci.
Yeah,
that was a funny thing we needed today.
Yes, we didn't need that. Anyway, can you guess the theme of this year's Consumer Electronics Show? That's a lot of the buzz. This past week, the Consumer Electronics Show, big buzz, lots of great new technology. Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will bring you the bottom line right up front and center here in a moment on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
This week is going to be all about the big news from CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It ran through Sunday, and usually every year has a theme. You didn't have to look far to find this year's theme, tablet devices. Don't be surprised if there are more than 100 new tablets released this year alone from big companies and manufacturers you've never heard of. I'd expect about 30 new tablets that run the Android operating system. Also, of course, there's going to be the new iPad released in the spring, and you'll see countless tablets from other manufacturers at all price levels. This year, you'll be able to walk into your local drugstore and buy yourself a tablet device for $50 or less. That's a prediction. Of course, this has huge implications for computers and computer sales. In fact, there's a really good chance that your next computer won't be a computer at all. Rather, it'll be a tablet device. I'm Alex Goldfay.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
800-510-8255. As I've said, this is going to be the focus for a day or two. The sad thing is that we get it, we talk about it, then we drop it. Nothing comes out of it. There's going to be, I'm almost willing to guarantee, there's going to be some misappropriate, that's the right word, inappropriate is probably the better word, misappropriating thought and the people who shoot from the hip. That's really the process, and this is why conversation radio is a good filter, because it sort of opens up. There's a stop, you know how bottles have a thin neck and a wide body? And as people in the wide body, they get more and more pressure, it gets stuck, some of it, in the nozzle or the neck of the bottle. And so we need to let this out. We need to let the discussion take place. We need to have some resolve, though. It's time for at least some way of resolving. We talk about it. There are some stupid laws that get suggested by people who don't think these through. Again, this is the knee-jerk reaction to this stuff. But a number of these things have happened enough over the course of our lifetime to think that there is some way of resolving this or dealing with it in some intelligent, mature manner that won't get lost in the actual discussion and debate. That's really where I'm coming from, the debate here. Our poll, what or who is responsible for the tragedy in Arizona? Clay, what more have you gotten by looking around the social media, again, mostly Facebook, to the talk about the shootings? Is there something worthwhile other than just opinion that you found?
I've gotten a couple of comments. I got two comments here, actually. One from Twitter user Lee Bradley, who says, amazing. Gifford shooting caused by a dangerous lack of guns in the U.S., according to one Republican politician, he says. And then he has a link. And then another user, Gift of Fab, that says, Marilyn Manson must be relieved that other scapegoats are taking the heat off the Gifford shooting.
I don't know what that means, but
just because he takes the blame for everything, I think that was a little.
It's Marilyn Manson's fault.
Yeah.
Cheney's.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's see. Who else can we blame for that? Oh, I know. Ronald Reagan. It's his fault.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
The monkey did it.